Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning on this fine monochromatic Monday here at the Voice of the American Redoubt. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Hope you guys all had a blessed weekend. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you and good morning to everyone out there who hopefully all had a great weekend.
Yep.
We had a good weekend.
Yeah, it was an interesting weekend.
Yeah.
Undoubtedly.
Yes.
We had a AMRON. The American Redoubt Radio Operators Network, Nationwide Emergency Communications Network, radio, hence Radio Operators Network,
right.
Had a training exercise Saturday morning. It only lasted about 4 hours, but excellent. Really, it was good because you and I have had no internet since Wednesday. So
right.
We've had to go into town, use our cell phones as hotspots, and you know, check emails, and that has been
enjoyable.
Yes, we've had a lot of quality time together in the vehicle,
yes.
Driving down the mountain and
right.
to town, to over the hills and through the woods, so we can get data. And of course, with the COVID psychosis going on right now,
yeah,
you can't. It's not like America.
Yeah.
Where you can just go into a coffee shop, sit there with your laptop.
Yeah, or a restaurant and have breakfast.
Yeah,
or
you can have breakfast, have a cup of coffee.
Like a normal human
right.
being.
Use the Wi-Fi and check your emails. And Nope. You got to sit in your vehicle because there's no place you can go in to sit down
right.
anymore. And I'll be darned if I'm going to pay full price for a breakfast to sit in my car and eat in a styrofoam plastic fork.
I know. It's so maddening. We were talking about, you know, it would be cool if everybody all just kind of casually started showing up at the grocery store, you know, and,
right.
you know, bring in your cup of coffee to the grocery store. And then maybe, you know, somebody just casually sits down at a table in the back, you know.
Well, they got all the tables flipped upside down, so you can't sit at them. Yeah.
Well, I mean, is that where you have to go to socialize anymore, to have something to eat, maybe buy it in the grocery store and then eat amongst people? I mean, is that what?
Yeah, well, the folks in Washington have to, like, head for the border. I mean, east is really the only direction they can go. Idaho is the only free land left, you know, east of Oregon or Washington.
I think that people should start doing underground restaurants. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
If you have yep. to, I mean, this is like, it's so stupid. I can't even believe it. There should definitely be underground restaurants, underground businesses, you know, whomever wants to still make money.
Exactly. Here we are. Modern day prohibition.
Prohibition. Yes, exactly. So, you know,
let's do it.
I know.
Let's do it. Black yeah. market restaurants.
Yes.
And, you go in the back door, you knock, you know, three
yeah,
times, pause,
right.
and then knock once more, right? And
yeah.
then they let you in, and you
yeah.
go have a nice breakfast. Nobody's wearing masks, playing some, you know, some type of American music,
yes.
you know.
And that would be civil disobedience, right?
Yeah.
You know, because there is nothing in the law that says that the government can make people stop their business. This is a capitalist nation.
Right, right.
We are allowed to run a business and make money. And
absolutely.
So, you know, I've civil disobedience. Let's call for civil disobedience.
Well, I'm with you. We got, what I was starting off on was us being grid down. We couldn't find Wi-Fi, you know.
Right, yeah.
So, but back up.
There we go.
So at the radio operators, the training exercise, we practice for emergency grid down or comms down, conventional communications disruption events. So, but we always use the email or chat groups, and what we call the ZNet. It's like a walkie-talkie app. So across the country, you got operators coordinating with each other hey, did you get my signal? Hey, how was that? That was good. You know, I got the last one. Can you send me the next piece of the message or whatever? Once a year, we have a total grid down T-Rex exercise where you kill the power on your house, your business, your building, or whatever, and you practice. No cheating, no internet, no. It's all grid down radio. Well, that's where we were this weekend. Everyone else was coordinating using all these grid up internet tools, and we're completely in the dark. And here I am, the head of it, right? So it was a different layer of realism, and I loved it. I thrive on that, but of course. I'd prefer to have the internet just for stuff like the show.
Yeah, right, exactly. There's a convenience factor without a doubt.
Speaking of the show, right after the word of the day, want to talk about the one-time pad Christmas giveaway.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, so that's in the works. That's uploaded at Podbean. So,
right. So, okay, so let's hit the word of the day so that there's no further ado. And so what we have for today, Monday, Monochromatic Monday, is, truth coming from the Word of God, Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, which reads, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you." And of course, you being God will keep him being, you know, us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. And so, what a nice thing to consider. That is what keeps us centered, keeps us in perfect peace when our mind is stayed on God.
Yeah. Right now, the world couldn't be any more topsy-turvy.
Right.
And unstable and with uncertainty. I mean, this is probably more so, which we haven't reached this level yet, but imagine America in 1941, January 1st, 1941. We had just 3 weeks ago, Pearl Harbor just got bombed. We're mobilizing our troops. Everybody's like in a panic. What does this mean for us? What does our future look like? We are at war. This axis is taking over the world and uncertain future. That's extreme. We're in that kind of a precarious situation right now.
We are.
And even Christians are shaken. We need to fall back to that truth.
Yep.
Fall back to words like this, where we have to know that the only perfect peace you're going to have in this world from now on is him.
Yes, is in the person that doesn't change. He never ever changes.
Yep.
And so that is the ultimate instability right there. And not only that, but he's ever merciful, ever compassionate, ever loving. God is love. And so when God is love and he is never changing, that is an awesome truth right there. You can always fall back on that.
And people are not falling back on that, people that don't know the Lord. But isn't it historical, worth noting, that government always has a propensity to replace God?
I know. They're just so the prideful are so envious.
Right. And here we are as a nation, a post-Christian nation, where we've moved further away from God. We're trying to disconnect that as part of our identity. Right. And this generation now is crying out for not God, the government to do something, the government to help us, the government to tell us what to do, the government for our protection. Where are our vaccines?
Well, these are the godless. Who else do they have to look to?
Bingo,
right?
Their God.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
And if not themselves, then the government, which is the God that they've created to replace God. I mean, they've replaced God in every other area. So,
right.
Fascinating to see this, but as believers, we need to cling to scriptures just like this.
Well, and the interesting part here is that the Saturday Bible study had an awful lot to do with Matthew verse 6:33, which says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." And I thought it was interesting that that was the answer to worry is what do you do about worry? How do you keep yourself from worrying, right? And so verse 31 says, "Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. And so that ties right in nicely to Isaiah 26:3, which I turned to this morning. So how awesome, how awesome. Seek ye first the kingdom, and you will have perfect peace.
That's right. That's right.
So.
Yeah. Right now in... Man, it just seems like in the Western world where we've tried to, you know, moved away from that, looking to the government for solutions and answers. There are segments of believers. This is interesting to see the separation. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like watching a glass from the side where you have oil and you have water,
right,
and you can clearly see the layers, right? And so those layers are clearly visible now. For example, in England right now, there are people that are pushing back and protesting against the lockdowns and the mask mandates and things like that. And somebody sent this story to me, same thing happening in Canada, and they titled the email the Mark of the Beast update.
Yeah.
You know, and in Canada, matter of fact, let me pull this up because it ties in with kind of really where we are today. And I wanted to point this out in, I'll try to find it in, I hate when I do this. There we go. Mark of the Beast update. This is a story over at Zero Hedge where the chief medical officer, they're talking about in Canada, chief medical officer says that those who refuse the vaccine won't have the freedom to move around.
Wow.
Right in line with what we've been talking about. We called this yep. spring.
Yep.
This spring, I said, you watch, there are going to be vaccine passports or COVID passports that will, and now they're actually implementing those right now. And now they're coming out and saying what was a conspiracy theory months ago now is the policy that they are already working on the messaging for the public. And in the United Kingdom, British elite army unit, the army intelligence unit, to spy on and combat anti-vax militants, what they're calling them.
Wow.
Okay, so these anti-vax militants,
yeah,
typically are your conservative, patriotic, Christian people.
Right.
Whether it's in Germany.
That are listening to the truth.
Yep. They're patriots in Germany, in England, in Canada, Canada, and the United States, who love their country and they love the foundational principles that their country was founded on and a lot of Christian influence. And they see how we've gotten away from that. Those are the people that are saying, hey, you can't force a vaccine on us.
Right.
Against the state that said, well, no, okay. And what's Israel saying? Well, we won't force it on you. You'll just want it really badly because life is going to be miserable without it.
Yeah, right.
And they're already laying it out. So here we are in the United Kingdom where an elite army intelligence unit is going to be tracking anti-vaxxers.
Wow. Gosh, it just gets creepier by the day, doesn't
right?
it?
Yeah,
wow.
It does. It's not like 1984 anymore. We're past that.
Yeah.
Now right. We're in Revelation.
I know. You know, seriously.
I mean, we're transitioning. Right now we are in the historic, never before seen, unprecedented transition between George Orwell's 1984 to Revelation, the book of Revelation. We're in the transition right now.
Right. And you know, regarding this vaccine, Trump said something very cool in Georgia at the victory rally that he and Melania attended on the 5th. He said, he came out and he goes, yes, and about the vaccine, it's called Get It, as in COVID. Get COVID because yes. then you'll have the immunity vaccine.
Exactly. And he said, that's what they told me. They said, you're going to, now that you've had it, you have immunity.
Yeah. Now you've got permanent immunity. And right. So,
so yesterday, Giuliani was apparently positively diagnosed, which is, we're skeptical
that could
of
be
that.
A misnomer.
That's dubious.
Exactly.
Right. But anyway, he was reportedly positively tested as having COVID.
And we're all like, that's if he even actually got tested, right?
That's great. Yeah, exactly. Someone who got tested last week drove past a building that Giuliani was in. And so there you have it.
Yeah,
Giuliani now has it.
Right.
So, but yeah, I mean, hey, if he gets it, so what?
So what? You develop your own natural immunity.
Yeah, exactly. Just like the flu or anything else. It's like, we're over it. We're just over it. So, but that's, it doesn't matter. It's not about a disease. And we get pulled into this same argument. It has nothing to do with a disease. It has everything to do with control.
Yep, exactly.
It's the reset. It's the great reset that the globalists have been frothing at the mouth, salivating over, laying up at night, staring at the ceiling, wondering how they could do it. This is it.
We just need to rename that. They like to rename all our stuff, right? And so we need to rename their great reset the great fraud, you know? So we can no longer call it the great reset. That's not what it is.
the great heist.
It is the great heist or the great fraud because, boy, on such a scale, this is the grandest scale ever.
Yep. McCarthy.
Yeah, boy.
Man, I wish we had McCarthy. Oh,
well,
so.
Well, we still have Trump. And
yes, we do.
In
for
fact,
the next 4 years.
Yes, I know. He's yummy. And so we're also going to talk about what the former National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn, was saying about the coup. And I'm really looking forward to covering that here, but we'll probably get to that after the break, right?
Yep. We'll go ahead and we'll take a break right now. And when we come back, then we'll hit that. And a couple of other things, too, that we're kind of tracking right now. This segment was brought to you by Prepping 2.0. Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher, husband and wife, both authors of their own dystopian novel series, experts in preparedness, but not just introductory, not just basic. You get that from the books. Their podcast covers taking your preparations to the next level, hence Prepping 2.0. The website is prepping2-0. Check them out, and we'll take a quick break, and I'm going to pour another cup of Minutemen coffee, and we'll join you on the other side in just a minute.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Herbert A. Philbrick.
What is communism? I've been on the inside of communism. From this knowledge, I tell you as simply and seriously as I know how. Communism is a lying, dirty, shrewd, godless, murderous, determined, as J. Edgar Hoover says, a criminal conspiracy. I'm choosing these words deliberately.
A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Communist propaganda, which left unchallenged, could speed up their goal of world domination. We are in the midst of a continuing struggle for the minds of men.
This is segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. God bless all of you guys. Hope you're having a good morning, being safe out there, and enjoying the show and some of the stuff that we're covering. This segment is brought to you by Strategic Self-Defense. Customized training at your home or your business, with your vehicles, with your firearms, your environment that you operate in and live in. Customized training for you to get the most out of that and take the home field advantage. The website is strategicself-defense.com. Lady Liberty, we've got real quick, updates on the one-time pad.
Yes.
Okay, so that is posted at Radio Free Redoubt and Amron.com. RadioFreeRedoubt.com and Amron.com. This is, I think, it's got to be the fifth annual one-time pad contest. It's the Young Partisan Christmas giveaway, the Christmas contest.
Right.
So every year we have given away a authentic Red Ryder BB gun from the Daisy Museum.
Yep.
Daisy is the air rifle company that produces the Red Ryder, which is featured in A Christmas Story, the story that we all love. It takes many of us, especially boys, back to our childhood.
Right.
And so we have, it's the 600 shot, range model air rifle with the compass in the stock, and it's authentic. So the Christmas dream, but this year we have two that we will be giving away as grand prizes donated by prior retired law enforcement, Amron operators, listeners, and supporters that have done this every year for us to be able to create an interest for the youth, for the kids in, in radio, hopefully. But this is the numbers were read and posted. What we normally do is read the numbers. We used to have little Orphan Annie read those on Sunday nights. Last night was Lady Liberty. Yes. Got to read those.
Right.
But that's a secret coded message. When you go to Radio Free Redoubt and look for that Christmas, one-time pad giveaway posting, all the instructions are there. You have a whole week. So because of our internet situation, we could not do the live streaming like we were saying. Tune into the live streaming. Well, and then our internet crashed.
Right.
So we had to have a technician coming out today, actually, to fix it. And it's been real glitchy and in and out. We think this is the router has been going out. That's what everyone's suspecting, that it finally just tanked. So hopefully that'll fix our spotty internet service and fix it all together. But that's why we had to just pre-record it and then go to where we had data and upload the show to Podbean. Yep. So folks would be able to listen to it Sunday night, not live streaming. But so that's where it is. It's Radio Free Redoubt. .podbean.com. That's the website. And where you go and listen all the instructions for how to participate. Like I said, you got a week. You have a whole week to get your entries in. Saturday night's the deadline. So,
yeah.
And there will be also runner-up prizes as well.
Yeah.
And usually communications.
And they're engraved this year, aren't they?
Yeah. They're both engraved. The Young Amron Young Partisans.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's custom engraved. So. Pretty cool. Check it out. 17 years old and younger.
Yep.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, it's a really cool contest. For those of you that have never even heard of this contest before, just go onto the website and read through it. It's very interesting and provides a fun little challenge for the younger generation.
Yeah, so. The one-time pad is an actual real method that spies have used for years receiving shortwave numbers station messages.
Yep.
They copy down the numbers and it's unbreakable encryption. It's pretty wild. So it's just cool. And it's a little piece of history and spy craft. And it's just a neat adventure. Kind of like Little Orphan Annie, secret message,
Yep.
So, but this one's from Radio Free Redoubt and Amron, sponsored by both. So, yep. Okay, Lady Liberty.
Yeah, so we were going to talk about retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn and an article that we have. Well, there's so many of them out there now, and I'm so glad to see it, that this is becoming common knowledge that we are in the middle of a coup. And so the title of this article from the Epoch Times is called "Coup Against Trump Still in Progress," Flynn says in the first public interview since his pardon. And how awesome is that? I mean, this is what we've been talking about for months now.
I'm so glad they're calling it that.
Exactly. It's just right out on the front line. And he says that retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, in his first public interview since being pardoned by President Donald Trump, said there is still a coup in progress against the president. And he says they've upped their game, and that he told this WVW-TV of certain figures in the Democrat Party, which he said was in name only since it shifted way over on the left. And so,
yeah, which we've been talking about for a long time.
Yeah, exactly. They're not Democrats anymore. They are without a doubt communist and communist supported. He says, when they lost in 2016, I think there was a decision to say, we're not going to allow this to happen again, Flynn said of the Democrat Party's leadership. And then he says, I mean, I think we experienced what we experienced over the last 4 years and certainly in the late 2016, early 2017 period was a very strong effort to unseat a duly elected president, Flynn said. And so he goes on to talk more about a strategy with that. And he says, I know there was some sentiment that maybe he'll just say, you know what? I don't need this stuff. I got better things to do and leave. Flynn said, thank God that he didn't. And so it goes on to say that, but as Trump remained in office, Flynn said the political establishment and the media continued to go after him in any way possible, which played out publicly in psychological operations such as the Russia probe and House Democrats' impeachment effort, and more recently, the politicization of the Chinese Communist Party virus pandemic. So I don't know. I can't tell you how glad I am to see this out there.
General Flynn is an awesome, awesome patriot.
That's right.
He was so shafted. And it's really cool because we have a listener that worked in special operations, especially in Fort Bragg, Special Warfare Center, what we call SWIC, who worked there and knew General Flynn personally. Yeah. And he said, I can vouch for that. That man is solid through and through. A patriot as they come. And, that's what we hear all over the place. But it's kind of cool to, somebody that you have a little, I guess, personal connection to, to hear them say that as well. Yeah. It's kind of affirms what we think we're seeing as, solid guy.
And so, he is.
Yeah, absolutely. If somebody has a connection to the people that are organizing these Trump rallies, stop saying we're fighting for democracy.
I know. What the heck?
What the heck? The only people that fight for democracy are socialists.
Yep.
Socialists fight for democracy. This is a republic. We need to fight to preserve the republic. That is what is in danger here. The republic is in danger. We're about ready to lose the republic. To heck with democracy. We want democracy to be defeated. We want to lose our democracy because that's exactly what they're trying to turn this into. And they're right on the edge of doing it. Socialists for decades have been the ones who scream for democracy.
Yep, that's right. And Article 4, Section 4 says we're exactly not that.
That's right. Clear as day.
Yep.
All right, guys, we're out of time. You have a blessed rest of the day. Be safe out there and join us tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. for the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. God bless.
That's right. Have an awesome Monday and blessings to all of you out there.